Hi guys, this is Lupita Ibarra again, bringing you a couple tips on public speaking. First of all, it's really important to know your audience. Once you know your audience, you automatically know how to get everyone engaged on what you're talking about. Also, if you're a person like me that likes to talk with my hands, I always like to have like a little paper clip or a pen in back of my at the back of my hands while I'm talking, just so I don't look like I'm all over the place when I talk. If you get a little nervous when speaking to people in public, what I like to do is, it may seem that I'm looking directly at your eyes, but not really. I always look at the top of their heads to make it seem like I'm talking to each and every one of the people in the audience, looking at them directly in the eyes, but I'm not. And that helps me not get confused on what I'm talking about or get me shy. So it allows me to always be on track during my speech, during my presentation, or anything that I'm pitching to the audience. Another thing that I like to do is I always like to practice in front of the mirror. Practice makes perfect. Presentations don't always come out perfect if you're doing it off the bat. So the more you practice, the more you know your speech or presentation, the more you look to the audience like you know what you're talking about. They get more convinced. Therefore, they want to work with you. They like how you speak. They like what you're talking about. Therefore, you become a good public speaker. A person that is a good public speaker is a valuable person. Companies, people, anybody wants to work with a good public speaker. Why? Because they're the people that actually deliver the product, the artist that the company is trying to release into the public, or anything that the company is trying to like bring out to the public. They are the people that actually deliver. And that's it, guys.